bulk of the work for what they could do has been done, but works have definitely stopped. There's not a lot of movement happening. There's a tiny little bit happening here and there. The main problem that's holding everything up is more the apartment buildings than the actual St. James Theatre. So, as everyone would probably have caught up if they've been following the St. James, is there was one of Auckland's largest apartment buildings consented, and all the paperwork done to be next to the sit next to the theatre, and that's that big hole that goes from Maughan Street through to Queen Street, and kind of sits in front of St. James on the Queen Street side. That was all sold to private and individual buyers for all the apartments, but there was a hold-up around the banking and something called a Basel III, and the difference between what reserve banks in New Zealand and Australia allow with lending on mortgages and a whole lot of stuff like that. So that has now officially stopped, and every single apartment which was sold has had their money paid back plus interest, and the owner is still looking to press forward. So it's all consented and it's all ready to go. The reason why that affects the St. James Theatre is that it's effectively all the works that are needed to open the doors, so to speak, like, you know, toilets and lifts and the hallway and the entrance and all the services to be legal to have a public building will be part of the new building,
right?
Which is how it's designed.
So there's definitely going to be a new building still built next to the theatre?
Well, there either has to be a new building built next to the theatre to do that, or there has to be a change of consent from the council, and I guess government would maybe be able to help step in from a heritage building point of view to allow services to be in a different, you know, part. So whether that starts pushing out into Lawn Street, which starts to be a little bit weird and funny.
Right.
So I'm still definitely heritage theatre focused,
yeah.
Absolutely 100%. But from a 2017 political point of view, where housing is a crisis, it does strike me as a bit odd that you have these projects that are sitting there fully consented, fully ready to go, and they've effectively been given a tick by the powers that may be, but they also can't get off the ground. You've got, I think there's 300, that was designed for 330 apartments, from, you know, one bedroom through to three bedroom through the fancy penthouses at the top, and that's enough to house, they reckon, between 750 and 850 people. And it's also holding up a heritage, you know, rebuild. This is where suddenly the change of tact isn't so much about getting government into saving heritage, because I think we've now managed to get every single party finally after about 5 years to agree that the St. James needs to be saved, and we finally had a contribution, not tiny, $1.5 million is nothing to be sneezed at, but definitely not the amount that was being looked at from government, and that just happened just a few weeks before the election. Very strange timing on that one. So they have finally, and which is an acknowledgement that they see St. James's project that does need to be, you know,
yep,
to be saved and open to make for the public, which is a phenomenal movement forward and a step forward, because that has taken years to get that acknowledgement out of them.
What has actually happened on the restoration so far? What's been done?
Mostly foundational.
Right.
So, and that's where the council contribution really stepped in. And a lot of that was around actually getting the apartment building on the go. The reason why the St. James went through a few other developers was that you weren't able to start a housing development or an apartment development or retail or whatever was planned, or the ideas and dreams were, until you problem-solved the staying up of the St. James. So a huge amount of foundation work and putting St. James on roller coasters, effectively. So, you know, if something does happen, it rattles and rolls on purpose rather than and then falling down. I'm not sure where they're up to with moving the wall, but one of the conceded project works was to remove the back brick stage wall because it was non-steel reinforced, and steel reinforce it, but also move it about a metre in the process, which to the naked eye wouldn't make much difference to most people. All the floors got lifted up. That was intriguing and interesting, and you could see down to the old cobblestones that were there prior to the St. James being built. So there's been some fascinating, you know, little finds as they've done all that. I don't know if any of the listeners have been through and down all the alleyways and all the toilets and all, you know, the backstage and the green rooms and everything downstairs, and a lot of work's been done with that. And also prior to actually closing the doors, a lot of the heritage work had, a lot of people would have noticed that they had started a lot of the restoration painting work on the hallway and the hand painting of that. So that's obviously all still there.
Now, you mentioned the funding situation before. Where are you at with that exactly? Are you hoping to get any more additional funding from the government?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So it's always, from our side, we've always been really honest with what is the expected rough amount of what we were kind of expecting from each side. And there was a contribution offered from the developer, which I thought was quite generous, which was a dollar for dollar match. So that meant every dollar that we raised, they would raise a dollar. So the St. James Trust so much, which was how I first got involved, hasn't actually been doing any fundraising because there's obviously problems if, you know, a trust raises $15 million and then the project can't go ahead. So we've been working, and everyone's been working and in conversation with a guy from Notable Property Trust, which is a property trust that has sat between the developer and the council and the heritage project, and he's done that quite a few times before. It's a guy called Steve Bielby, and he knows about heritage and knows about council and all the things that get off that, and he has been working really hard on getting all of that funding through. So council have 100% come forward with that contribution, which is about $12 million with a further 1.7 or something. Right. On top of that, I'm not the money person, I'm not the figures person. So, and that, of course, is then matched by the developer. And that's the part that's really got the foundation and all the beginning works off the ground. Yeah.
Now, are you confident you're going to be able to get the required funding to see this project through to completion?
I don't know. No, asked me a year ago, and I definitely was. I have to say, I was a little bit surprised. Maggie Barry and Nikki Kaye did an announcement to say that, you know, they'd stepped up and had this funding from the national government, and Arts and Heritage, which obviously their government is looking after at the moment. It was $1.5 million, as I mentioned. That's obviously lots of money, you know, to the average Joe, but I think most people would recognise that it's not a lot of money when it comes to large buildings in the city. So I was genuinely surprised that it was a small amount, but nothing to be sneezed at, and obviously will work and be used. But but they did also say in the announcement that there's more to come. So I'm confident that is happening. But it would be really good if they just pushed it over the line rather than the trickle, the tease. And there is no denying that as we've had each election and each local body, and you know, local election and national election, every single time it's become an election issue. And it would be nice if our heritage projects didn't become that. And they could go, hey, look, we recognise that this theatre is the absolute, absolutely loved by Aucklanders, and which it really, really is. Generationally, so many generations have used it for different purposes. And we think it's got a real place in the city, and we would like to help you open the doors. And that's the statement that I would love to see, no matter what side is saying that. And we've definitely heard it from all sides.
So do you have a time frame for completion?
The time frame for completion was actually next year,
right?
Which was where it was getting really excited. My understanding from talking to Steve Bielby and hearing about the development is it really needs to be worked out from a housing perspective. Unfortunately, it seems remarkable that everything seems to be about housing, and whether that is the government, you know, stepping in and using that as a social housing or you know, a high density housing project in the city, which would be amazing and remarkable and a massive step forward. But that's a whole different topic of housing rather than heritage. But it does need to have that building next door problem solved and to get off the ground. But as I said, it's fully consented and ready to go. And Steve tells me that if someone picks it off, the higher powers that be, the work will start within 2 weeks, which is fantastic for both the Heritage Theatre and for Auckland's housing problems.
So you're still confident that it's going to be completed and open again?
I'm permanently optimistic.
Yep.
But it's 6 years on and I'm grimacing as I say that. My yep. smile is starting to become more of my grimace. I can't believe that the amount of work that's now been done and put forward that that will be thrown away from the I have to believe that the powers that be see that work and acknowledge that that has to be done. But at the moment, the building itself is saved. That's right. The big step. It will not fall down.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah, and which you know, which we were looking at a few years when I first started getting involved in the project. It was definitely looking like demolition by neglect. It is now not demolition by neglect. The building will be there. The next thing is to open the doors. Whether those doors open is the next big question.